Sonoma County's 2,700-acre Lake Sonoma has a lot to offer. There's boating, swimming, fishing, hiking, and of course, wildlife. Among the reservoir's most famous habitat is the bald eagle. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers ecologist Wade Eagle says at least two eagles have consistently been coming back to the lake for over 15 years.
This pair was first discovered here by the park rangers back in the early 2000s. And even then, there were two large nests that were found. So the eagles had probably been here even earlier than that.
Across the U.S., the majestic raptor has made a significant rebound. It was officially removed from the threatened and endangered species list in 2007 after aggressive conservation efforts and a campaign to ban DDT, a once widely used pesticide that decimated the bald eagle population. Now, 10 years after being delisted, Eagle says an unprecedented number of eagles, both bald and golden, were counted at Lake Sonoma.
This last year, we counted 4 bald eagles and 7 golden eagles, a total of 11 eagles just here at the lake.
The eagles were counted this past January as part of a nationwide bald eagle survey.
Eagles have been delisted from the Endangered Species Act, but they still have these post-delisting monitoring programs.
Eagle and his crew boat across the lake and monitor eagle, falcon, and osprey nests several times a year. Around this time, breeding season, they expect to see some new arrivals.
There's a tree with a big, big nest in it, and that's the site they're probably using. So we're going to beach the boat here, kind of walk up this slope to a point of where we can kind of look level across.
After hiking up a steep hill, a white head coming out of the nest can be seen with the naked eye. Eagle pulls out his binoculars. He's looking at the raptor's body language.
She could still be incubating eggs.
Oh,
if she's
okay.
Holding herself up a little bit, she could be brooding small young that aren't yet able to thermoregulate on their own.
And it doesn't take long for Eagle to spot some other movement in the nest.
Gray covered, so pretty young, probably less than a couple weeks, maybe less than a week.
There's at least one chick, but when I take a look through the binoculars,
one of them just got up.
Yeah, so that's one on the right.
Yeah, and there's one on the left, too.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Its head.
Eagle says two chicks is about average for this breeding pair. In a few more weeks, he'll come back to see if the chicks have successfully fledged. And he says the breeding pair will most likely stick around all year. The lake is, after all, ideal habitat.
There's a place for them to nest, and there's a food supply. And, you know, eagles can be pretty adaptable. They can, you know, tolerate a certain amount of activity, you know, in their areas.
Eagle says as eagles have recovered nationwide, you can expect to see them in places they've occupied before and in some places they haven't. Besides Lake Sonoma, you may be able to spot a bald eagle for yourself at other nesting sites in Alexander Valley and the Laguna de Santa Rosa. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.